From New Orleans, this is a special rebroadcast of Music Inside Out. I'm Gwen Tompkins. This week, soul queen Irma Thomas talks about her sound, which has deepened with time to be rich and thick and chocolate.
You learn more how to express as you grow in maturity, okay? But in terms of my vocal ability, I've always had that's Irma sound. Everybody knew, that's Irma.
That's Irma, all right. Irma Thomas still sings every song in her more than 50-year repertoire, except one.
I was literally going through the motion. There was no empathy, no feeling. I had no feeling whatsoever for that song.
Name that tune, Irma Thomas, and an update to her story after the break. This is a special rebroadcast of Music Inside Out, recorded in Eastern New Orleans. I'm Gwen Tompkins. If you love music, if you love Louisiana, if you love songs like Shelter in the Rain, Breakaway, Ruler of My Heart, Heart of Steel, Time is on My Side, and I Wish Someone Would Care. If you love hearing Christmas songs sung to you live on the radio, if you have turned on your radio at any time in the past 50 years, then the next words you hear today will be among the sweetest you've ever heard.
Hi, I'm Irma Thomas.
You heard it right. Irma Thomas joins us. Or to be more accurate, we join Irma Thomas at her home in New Orleans. Thanks for having us over.
It's my pleasure, Gwen.
May we stay forever? I can do dishes.
If I can take you off my taxes, yeah.
Easy. I promise. Now, I wanted to let you know that the best date that I've ever had in my entire life was in New Orleans at the Lion's Den Club. I can't remember his name, unfortunately.
I'm so sorry. It was a good day?
It was a great day.
Okay.
But it was an off night. It was rainy. I think there might have been a Saints game. Oh. We came into the Lion's Den. Uh-huh. There were very few people there. Uh-huh. And you came out and you sang your entire set.
Why not?
Well, first of all, I wanted to thank you for doing that. I mean, I don't know where that guy is, but I'm thrilled that I'm sitting here with you.
Well, you said it was a great date. I don't know.
Well, you made it.
Well, that was a thing.
I remember it to this very day. And you didn't have to sing for us. We were so thrilled to see you. We would have walked out walking on
air. But you came to get a show.
Yeah,
so I gave you what you came to get.
You sure did.
And I had a ball.
And you took requests.
Yes, always do.
Do men tend to ask for different songs than women?
Men ask for songs that you would expect a woman to ask for.
No.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Can you think of an example?
Yes, you could have my husband, but please don't mess him up, man.
You can have my husband, but please don't mess with my man. You can have my husband, but please don't mess with my man. Won't you all understand? Now, when I was with my husband, he was really mean. Now with my man, treats me like a queen. You can have my husband, but please don't mess with my man. And all you women, won't you all understand? Now the money my husband made was for red beans and rice. Tell you, my man keeps me in steaks. Ain't that nice? You can have my husband, please don't mess with my man. Then all you women, won't you all understand? Walk where you're blue now.
And hip shaking mama. Yes. Yeah, I get more requests from men from that stuff, for those songs, than I do women.
Well, that's true. Maybe so. Maybe
well,
so.
Well, I mean, you know, it's a changing of times, honey.
Well, maybe men like a strong woman.
That's a great possibility. I hope that's the reasons behind it. You got to consider Don't Mess With My Man was recorded in late 59 and they released it early 1960. So that song's been around, 50 some years now? If that's what they want to hear, I don't have a problem with it. My show consists of, these are the requests. Rule of My Heart, It's Raining, I Done Got Over. Don't Mess With My Man. You Can Have My Husband. That's Don't Mess With My Man. And Hip Shaking Mama.
That's
usually the set.
Well, I'm going up on the mountain. to face the rising sun. If I find anything good, I'm gonna bring my good man some. 'Cause I'm a hip shaking mama, and I love the Georgia Brown so slow. It takes a rocking chair to rock, rubber ball to bounce, short fat daddy to satisfy the soul. 'Cause I'm a hip-shaking mama, and I love the Georgia Brown so slow. He keeps it hid, but I got something I can find it with. 'Cause I'm a hip shaking mama, and I love Georgia Brown so slow.
I don't do a set list. I don't have a set list, which people get pissed at me, producers at shows and engineers who have to keep up with that kind of stuff, get angry with me because I don't do a set list. I don't have a set list. My set list is my audience. They're sitting out there in front of me. That's my set list. And, you know, when I walk off stage, well, what was the name of this? I said, you wasn't writing them down?
Yeah, you can't do everything. Yeah, no, you can't sing it and, record
you
it.
You don't want the set list. You write them down. That's the set.
Well, you know, your song Wish Someone Would Care was featured in the first season of Tremé, the HBO series. Mm-hmm. There was a character at a party who sang the song, and she did okay, you know. But it's not... But her rendition reminded, I'm sure, everyone who was watching that it is very difficult to match the power of your voice.
I don't think she was trying to do that. She was just singing the song for the character was singing the song for the situation that she was in.
Well, she was entertaining a party of people. Well, you that know, was one of her all songs were trying she to chose. Channel Irma Thomas.
The best form of flattery.
It really is. Yeah. But the thing is, it's your voice is very deceptive in that way because people think, I mean, we've heard these songs many times, but people think they can sing them. Like, I think I can sing them. When I'm in my shower, I break out with Wish Somebody Would Care. Oh, sorry, Wish Someone Would Care.
It's okay if you want to say somebody.
I sing like you sing. I mean, there's something about your voice that is unmistakable.
Well, that's what most entertainers look forward to hearing from people, that they can distinguish you from out of the crowd.
Sitting home alone, thinking about my past, wondering how I made it, and how long it's gonna last. Success has come to lots of them, and failure's always there. Time waits for no one, and I wish someone would care.
And that's, you know, you hone your craft. It's not something that you do deliberate. It's something that's developed over time. But even in the young me, when I listen to me, I say, ooh, she sounds young.
When you wear your smile, what about your tribulation and all of your trials? Smile.
the bad, the hurt, all of this goes too. And I wish,
oh, I wish,
I wish,
oh, I wish,
oh, I wish someone would care.
Over the years, I can hear the maturity happening. What you learn more how to express as you grow in maturity.
Always there. Time waits for no one. And I wish, I wish someone would care. But what about your tribulations and all of your trials? Smiles hide lots of things. The good, the bad, the hurt.
In terms of my vocal ability, I've always had that's Irma sound.
Yes.
Everybody knew, well, that's Irma, because there's a song that I'm doing background on, and I'm standing way against the wall because my voice, being a lead vocalist, they didn't want me to overpower the lead singer. And people who hear that song know that's me in the background.
That's right. That's exactly right.
And that's on Lipstick Traces.
Okay, let's hear that one.
And when I tell you I'm standing back against the wall, you'd have to see the size of the studio that was recorded in, and then you can appreciate how far away from the microphone I was, and you can still hear, that's Irma.
Your pretty brown eyes, your wavy hair, I won't go home no more, 'cause you're not there. I'm telling you now, like I told you before, I'm so in love with you, don't leave me no more. Lipstick traces on a cigarette, every memory lingers with me yet. Got it bad, like I told you before. I'm so in love with you, don't leave me no more.
Won't you come on home?
Oh, won't you come on home?
Won't you come back home?
Oh, won't you come back home?
That wallflower is Irma Thomas singing backup, barely, on Benny Spellman's Lipstick Traces, recorded right here in New Orleans in 1962.
On a cigarette, every memory lingers with me yet. I've got it bad, like I told you before. I'm so in love with you, leave me no more. I told you before, I'm so in love with you, don't leave me no more.
This is a special rebroadcast of our visit with Irma Thomas. Stay tuned for an update with Miss Irma later in the show.
This is Music Inside Out.
I'm Gwen Tompkins. Our guest this week is Irma Thomas.
But as I sit in my room, just staring out the window, looking at the gloom, oh, it's the rain, and it's the same old blues.
When I have tried to describe your voice or think about what is it, I always think, okay, well, Irma Thomas's voice sounds like really good hot cocoa going down.
Woo! I can relate to that.
Maybe with a little something extra in it.
I'm a chocoholic, so yes, I can relate to that.
But yeah, there's something a little heavy to it, sweet, but there's a little bittersweetness to it as well.
Well, one of the guys who work with me every now and then, Chucky, he says I have a tritone voice, meaning you hear three sounds at once, and I never thought about it that way.
Maybe you have like a Buick voice, you know what I mean? Like heavy on the road, you know what I mean?
But, you know, I just do what I do the only way I know how. And, you know, over the years, what has developed out of it is what it is.
Yes. But, you know, like Gladys Knight, she's got a sort of a heavier voice. Yeah. And she
we are considered, Gladys and myself, and there's some other ones out there, we're considered not true altos, we're contraltos.
That's right, contralto voice. That's exactly it. And she said she had trouble early in her career because people wanted her to sing like Diana Ross.
Me too.
Really?
The same thing happened to me. I walked out of a recording session for that very reason.
Really?
Yes.
But that's...
If you want Diana Ross, then record Diana Ross.
Exactly. She's got a phone number.
Thank you. I bet they never told Diana Ross to sound like Gladys Knight or Irma Thomas.
It might have helped
Hello.
Her.
Hello.
Yeah. But but that's just between you and me.
Well, between a whole bunch of folks now.
And WWNO, exactly.
That's right.
But the thing also is that, you know how, you know, like people said about Dinah Washington, she had that teardrop in her voice.
Yeah.
There's like a note of loneliness in your voice. Hmm. You know, you convey loneliness better than I think most, if almost any singer that
I can remember. I'm an only child. That answers the question.
You think that's it? Is that it?
I'm an only child.
Oh.
And I learned early in life, if you want to get attention, do something. And singing was it.
Good point.
Although I never aspired to be an entertainer, believe it or not. I just love being in front of people. And I never connected to the enjoyment of being in front of people performing with earning a living. Mm. That didn't come along till years later.
That's probably the healthiest approach, don't you think?
Well, I was an only child, and I knew I'd get attention if I could stand up in front of the church and recite or sing. So, and when I was in school, I always volunteered to be the lead vocalist on whatever and go and represent the school because I was getting attention. So, you know, that's what happens when you're an only child.
It's true, but...
And my parents weren't the spoiling kind, so trust me.
But when you sing In the Middle of It All, mm-hmm. for instance, or you sing It's Raining or Wish Someone Would Care, there's something about it. It's almost like I can visualize you alone.
Well, at the time when I recorded those, I had reasons to feel that way. When I recorded I Wish Someone Would Care, I was going through a very not good marriage at the time. When I did In the Middle of It All, and after when the CD After the Rain was recorded, it was right after Katrina. And everybody in the studio were feeling pretty much what I was feeling. And that's why that particular CD has such depth to it. And so if you hear that bit of loneliness or sadness in there, it was because we had reasons to be that way.
My house is a lonely house, but it once was a happy house, and the two of us, we were so happy as I recall. But now the rain and loneliness surrounds it, and I'm in the middle of it all. My friends look at me and say, I wonder what made the girl that way. The girl doesn't even smile at all. But I wonder what my friends would say if their world just came down one day and they were in the middle of it all. I gave that guy all the love that I had to give, and the love that I gave him was really, really explain. It looks like my life is about to fall. But I built a shell around it, but sadness has found it. And I'm in the middle of it all.
A lot of performers, you mentioned this just earlier, a lot of the performers who've been in the business as long as you have, mm-hmm. They run the risk of losing some of that youthful energy mm-hmm. that, you know, that sort of infused their songs at the beginning. Mm-hmm. So are there any early songs that you prefer not to sing?
There's only one that I don't sing, not prefer not to. I just don't sing it.
Which one?
Miss a Man's Woman's World.
Oh, that's your James Brown.
I don't sing it.
Yeah, well, the story is what that James Brown produced this song,
mm-hmm.
and you have called it the worst song you've ever sung.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Because I was literally, when you say going through the motions, I was literally going through the motion. There was no empathy, no feeling. I had no feeling whatsoever for that song.
Yes, love, this is a man's world. And it's just a few things in life that a woman can do without a man. Isn't it a shame? just can't seem to do without those four things that are called a man.
And what?
Yes, there are good ones, bad ones, soulful ones, hateful ones. But they're all still men.
It has, I mean, it means nothing. I mean, how can you sing something that has no meaning?
Exactly. Exactly. But on the other hand, you know, here you are 50 years into your career, more than 50 years.
Yes, over.
And do you feel comfortable singing a song like Breakaway?
Why not?
Well, because at this point in life, I mean, if you can't break away from a boy, you better call that codependence.
Singing, but you had to realize I sung most of those songs were recorded before I turned 30.
Yeah.
You know, and so you just go back to that time and sing it. You know.
It's a sweet song.
I'm going to be a teenager forever, so I mean, you know, maybe for you that might be a problem. It's not a problem for me.
Well, you know, I think that your 21st century take on Breakaway is that song you sing with Mac Rebinac, you know, the old Louis Jordan song. If I had any sense, I'd go back home. That's a goodie.
Yeah. And I never get a chance to do them because by the time I make up my mind to do one of those, they want to hear all the stuff from the 50s and 60s. So, you know, you're only allowed so much time. And so no one ever calls those songs, so I don't get a chance to do them. So when I rehearse, when I'm having rehearsal, I rehearse them so I won't forget them. But I never get a chance to do those songs on stage.
Okay, well, on Music Inside Out, you will have a chance. We are all going to listen to that song. Okay, so let's listen.
I remember the day I caught the train. I was standing out at the railroad crossing, soaking wet with rain. Now I realize fortune and fame is not for me, and all those pretty stories ain't what they cooked up to be. I know every move I made was wrong. If I had any sense, I'd go back home. Father had an aching heart. He said, "Girl, girl, please don't let us part." My sweetheart stood crying, and I cried a little bit too. But I didn't have the willpower to stop. I had to do what I had to do. Now I realize every move I made was wrong. If I had any sense, I'd go back home. Said, "Baby, baby, come back to your good man's side. But I can't go back now. I got too much pride. I'm having so much trouble, I don't know what to do. There's nothing but my mother and father's prayers that's seeing me through. I know I stayed away too long. If I had any sense, I'd go back home." Thank you. back now. I've got too much pride. I'm having so much trouble, I don't know what to do. There's nothing but my mother and father's prayers that's seeing me through. I know I stayed away too long. If I had any sense, I'd go back home.
Now, you sing and produce records, but people, I don't think people know that you write songs as well.
On occasion, I'll jot down a one or two.
Now, I mean, you wrote Wish Someone
I
Would
did.
Care.
Mm-hmm. If I get an idea for a song, I better write it down and get a tape recorder and record it at that moment, because if I don't, I'll lose it.
Wow.
So I don't write too often. Because most of my songs come when I'm riding in the car.
Yeah, that's what, like, people, singers, I mean, people who write songs, like, oftentimes they're in planes and their songs are about clouds.
Uh-huh.
And,
you know, or that kind when of you thing. Sleep in the middle of the night, sometimes a melody will come in your head in the middle of the night. Then you have to get up. But if you have to get up and go find a pencil and a piece of paper, by the time you find the pencil and the paper and the CD or the cassette or something to record, it's gone.
It's true.
I have one song that is called Hold Me While I Cry.
Hold Me While I Cry.
Yeah. Well, I co-wrote that one. I gave an idea. Dan Penn helped me to write that one. I call it the menopause song.
Why do you call it the menopause song?
Because that's what I was thinking about when the words came to me. Well, Hold Me While I Cry. I mean, for those women who are going through it, who have reached that stage in their life where they're in menopause, you have moments when you cry and you haven't the clue why you're crying, or you just want somebody to just hold you for that moment. So Hold Me While I Cry came about from that.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, because they're going to ask you, what you crying for? I don't know. I'm just crying. That's how I feel right now.
Sometimes life is just no fun. There'll be days when I've lost more than I've won. Words ring empty and jokes run dry. Hold me while I cry. Lots of places I could run to. But just any old shelter won't do. Safe in your arms till the storms pass by. Hold me while I cry.
This is a special rebroadcast of our conversation with Irma Thomas. Still to come, why she won't mix soul music with gospel music in the same concert. Stay with us. I'm Gwen Tompkins, and this is a rebroadcast of Music Inside Out when we were at Irma Thomas's house.
Should've known better than to run through a ring of fire.
Uh-huh.
I should've known better than to shoot with a gun for hire.
Mm-hmm.
Should've known better to repeat everything I've seen. Should've known better, but now it don't mean a thing. Deep down inside, I've got a heart of steel.
I should have known better than to sit back and watch it burn. I should have known better than to stick to the rules I've learned.
Rules I've learned.
I should have known better than to stare down a voodoo queen. I should have known better, but now I don't mean a damn thing. Deep down inside, I got a heart of steel.
I got a heart of steel.
I'll take the pain, turn it into something real. Deep down inside, I got a heart of gold.
But you know, you blew me away in this song that you do with Galactic.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. It's Heart of Steel.
Yeah, it was fun doing that.
You are so funky in this song. Have you thought? See, I'm always thinking about things that I want you to do. You know, you should do more funk. Don't you think?
I don't know. I mean, now musical projects have to be a project. You know, there was a time you go in the studio, you find a bunch of songs, you go in the studio and you do them. Now everything has to have a theme. So, yeah.
Deep down inside, I got a heart of steel.
That you were a big John Lee Hooker fan.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I tell you, I wanted to have dimples in my jaw.
You know, Boogie Chillin', you know. I used to sing Boogie Chillin' when I was picking strawberries.
Well, my mama, she didn't love me. She had to stay out all night long. Oh, Lord. Well, my mama didn't love me. She had to stay out all night long. Boogie Chillin'.
But the thing is, growing up in the country, I also think you must have been exposed to lots of different kinds of music. Early R&B,
gospel. When I was in the country, it was in the 40s, okay? I was about 45. I was about 4 years old, 3 or 4 years old when my dad took me to the country. So we're talking in the 40s. And on the radio, they only had, two or three stations. You either heard blues, as they call it then. It wasn't called R&B. It was blues. You heard church music and you heard hillbilly music. They didn't even call it country back then.
Wow.
Okay. And that was your music. And of course, my dad played all that stuff at home on his 78s.
On his 78s, exactly. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, you know, because you have that rural and urban background, you heard country music. And there are a lot of black people today, for instance, who say they don't like country music.
I love it.
I do, too.
But you can't tell the difference between it and rhythm and blues.
Exactly.
But I learned that the early Gene Autry, when you said it, you know, when I started watching TV.
Yeah.
You know, you had Gene Autry, you had Roy Rogers, whom I met at my first Grammy nomination party.
Really?
I was like a little kid. I have a picture with him, so you know, I was like a little kid. But yes, I mean, the early songs, all the singing cowboy stuff, sure.
I'm back in the saddle again, out where a friend is a friend, where the longhorn cattle feed on the lowly Jimson wheat. Back in the saddle again. Whoopee-tie-i-o, rockin' to and fro. Back in the saddle again. Whoopee-tie-i-yay, I go my way. Back in the saddle again.
The other side of growing up in the country and spending time in the country, you have those strong moral and survival instincts that are built into you. You know, I never worry about going hungry because I know I could grow something to eat. So, you know,
yeah.
And you learn how to throw a meal together from little or nothing.
That's right.
You know,
that's right.
You learn how to, as we call it, piecemeal it. People don't understand what piecemeal means. It means putting things together and making a meal out of it.
And making a meal out of it. It's true. One thing you do not do is that you do not mix gospel and secular music in your act.
I don't.
Why?
Because I was raised that you don't do that. You don't confuse people. And if for some young person who's not familiar with the music, they're in the audience and they have a beer in their hand or whatever drink they have in their hand, and you just got through singing, "You could have my husband, but please don't mess with my man." Okay, and they then had two or three swigs of whatever this is that they're drinking. And then you're going to start out with Amazing Grace. I mean, they don't know.
But maybe they're some people need Jesus in your audience.
They may do, but they're not going to get them in that particular moment. You know, and when I sing about Jesus, I'm going to make sure you know that's who I'm singing about. I'm not going to mix it in with what I've just mentioned. It's going to be about let's give praise, because believe it or not, people don't understand that gospel music is a way of praying.
Ask what you will of the Savior.
Out of church for being in the music.
Really?
Yes.
How so?
Because back then the mother of the church said you can't sing that kind of music and be a member of this church, and she invited me not to come back, and I didn't. I went to another church. But that was the way she was taught.
But you can be a hip shaking mama and still understand.
Probably still is.
But right.
I mean, I go to church every Sunday, but people have grown now. I mean, you know, overall the religious congregations have grown. They understand that this is the way I make my living. You know, and I mean, I come to church every Sunday just like anybody else. I go to church because I want to be in church, not because I feel I have to go to church. I love church, so I go. But I don't mix the two because I don't want to send mixed messages.
Well, we want to give you a chance to call your last song, the last song of our hour together. What would you like us to hear?
True Believer.
Why?
It's a song that I thought, that particular album I thought was one of my best works on the label that I was on at the time, which was Rounder. I thought that was one of my best works, and it never got the airplay that all the other songs, other CDs got. And that particular song, that True Believer, and there's another one called A Better World Somewhere that I think are two good performances that never get a chance to get play, because I never get a chance to do them. When I had the club, I could sing all the stuff I wanted to sing, all the songs that I wanted to do. I did, and those were some of the songs that I did. But now, my live performances, they want to hear the other stuff, so I don't get a chance to do them.
Okay, well, today we're going to hear True Believer.
Yes.
The great Irma Thomas.
Lately, I've been thinking how much I've got to do to turn my life around. Oh, because of you. I've been searching high, searching low, running from myself. Now I'm with you, baby, and I can't believe it's true. You make me a true believer. Cause only you can lift these chains off of me. You make me a true believer. Cause only you can take my blues away. Seems like I'm walking down an endless road, and I travel on my own. You know I need somebody to ease my state of mind. I need someone to share my load and wash away the pain. So won't you tell me, baby, I do believe that it's time.
The Soul Queen of New Orleans, Irma Thomas. True Believer, written by Donald Burgess, is the title song of her 1992 album, True Believer. And now, here's some more good news for music lovers. Kraft Recordings has issued the 2006 Irma Thomas Grammy Award-winning album, After the Rain, for the first time on vinyl. The album is now available at record stores everywhere. While signing copies of After the Rain recently in New Orleans, Miss Irma talked to documentary filmmaker Lily Kieber and journalist Allison Fensterstock about a range of topics, including her hopes for the Black Lives Matter movement.
It's about time. It's overdue. I mean, I grew up during segregated times, and Black Lives Matter is a statement that people need to realize. It's not just a statement. It needs to be recognized that we have never been treated humanely over these last few hundred years. And it's time that I realize until you've walked in my shoes, you won't fully understand. But just listen.
That's Irma Thomas speaking at Euclid Records in New Orleans in July of 2020. Watch the extended video on our website at musicinsideout.org. And you've been listening to Music Inside Out. Our show is produced by Lynette Johnson, Margaret House, Lars Howell, Jason Rhine, Justin Armstrong, and Sean Collins. Special thanks this week go to Lefty Parker, Allison Fensterstock, and Lily Kieber. Music Inside Out is produced in partnership with WWNO. For more information about Irma Thomas, go to our website at musicinsideout.org. And don't forget to like us on Facebook and Twitter. I'm Gwen Tompkins, and this is Music Inside Out.
Major support for Music Inside Out comes from the Historic New Orleans Collection. Music Inside Out also receives support from the Ruth U. Fertel Foundation, the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Foundation, the Pinkalope Foundation, Baba Jim Istanbul Studios and Mastering, Adam Newman Designs, Shop Nadine Blake, and WWNO. Donations to Music Inside Out are tax deductible, thanks to our partnership with National Performance Network. For more information about how you can support our program, please go to our website at musicinsideout.org/support.